This place is also known as the Devil's Pulpit, after a rocky plinth which sits in the centre of the gorge, and the peaty water seems to run blood red through the sandstone cleft. It was always known locally for its eerie beauty, but then its appearance in Outlander prompted a rush to see it, and it snowballed from there.
I've always kind of wanted to do it because I've watched Outlander when we were driving down the road. I've seen the sign and I was like, let's just do it. This was so spontaneous.
I know a few people have talked about it, said it's a really cool experience. I think I came across it online.
That's the first time I've been. I've just seen everybody else going up there.
I could see a lot of people parking in this area. I just got out of the car this time and decided to follow everyone else.
At any one time, up to 120 cars can be parked on this narrow nearby lane, with visitors weaving their way through the traffic on foot and then onto a busy A road to get to the site. The visitors use the fields and woods around the gorge as a toilet, and on one busy day, I saw them trampling down fences to get in. Many visitors scramble down these steep Victorian sandstone steps that are now falling apart and quite badly collapsed. The local mountain rescue team is called here regularly. Scotland's access laws mean the open land of the gorge can't be closed off. All this has prompted the owner, David Young from Killearn Home Farm, to decide something needs to be done.
What we have on the plans here is the overall scheme for the redevelopment of the site at Finnich Glen.
The farmer turned to Ian Cram of architect Bell Ingram in Perth.
The core component is the car parking. Car parking will have a new entrance off the public road, space for about 150 cars. We will be putting in a series of structured paths and bridges. Dedicated routes will control people. It means that we will be able to limit the damage they cause to the natural environment. So there'll be stable paths that will accommodate wheelchair users, they'll accommodate pushchairs, rather than the current sea of mud. The visitor centre, it's a focus for people arriving on the site. It will provide toilets, a coffee break, an exhibition centre and a formal restaurant.
The cost of the scheme around this gorge will be around £2 million.
The car parking will be free to use. There was some considerable thought put into how we would finance this and a certain amount of local concern that if we put in a car park that required payment, that people would continue to park on the street. But there will be a ticketing arrangement for the gorge and the glen. We introduced a potential operator and developer to David. So we're now in fairly advanced discussions between developers, operators and landowner to be able to finance and construct the finished project.
Jim Ptolemy chairs the community council in nearby Killearn.
The community will have mixed feelings about it. The overriding one will be that the parking is of major concern and is a real nuisance at the moment. There will be, of course, as we always get, people who object to the countryside being ruined.
David Young himself isn't speaking about the proposals until planners at Stirling Council decide on them early next year.